Hello, ACB Radio Main Menu listeners, and welcome to another edition of a show that I'm beginning to call From the Shack. In this segment of From the Shack, we're going to review one of the more famous email clients going around the lists these days and onto people's home PCs. And that email client happens to be Eudora. We've had reviews on Outlook Express, PM Mail, and Calypso, to name a few. But by far the most popular one on the list seems to be a program from Qualcomm, which has been around for quite some time. I've used the package off and on since version 1.52, back when you could store the whole email program on a floppy disk and still get your messages also on a floppy disk. And that was a long time ago, 96, I think, or 97. In any event, it's come a long way. It's up to version 5.1. I'll explain a few things to you before we actually get into the review. Eudora used to have two flavors, light and professional. The light version was simply a scaled-down version of the pro version or professional version. In other words, some of the features in the Pro version did not work in the Lite version, but it was still a feature-packed email client and could be used very successfully. Eudora has always been accessible with the main screen readers. It's had a few problems with line skipping here and there, but that's not a problem with the screen reader. That's a problem with Eudora itself. It does it regardless of what screen reader you're running, at least in my experience, and that is with Window Eyes and JAWS. Have not used HAL or Window Bridge with Eudora extensively, and so maybe they work okay, but the main screen readers of the day have a problem skipping lines. In some cases, on some computers it never does it, and on some it does, but it's a Eudora problem, not a screen reader problem. So, we said it had a light and a professional version. Now, with the advent of version 5, Eudora comes in three flavors. And those three flavors are light, sponsored, and registered. Light is simply Eudora Lite. It doesn't have all the features of the main email client. Still a perfectly usable email program. If you're so inclined, go ahead and use it. Sponsored is a fully functioning program which has little ads going across the screen to agitate the sighted users. It doesn't bother us one bit, so most blind people can use sponsored mode with no problem. And of course, the registered version is the professional version, which is the same as the sponsored mode. It just doesn't have the ads. And sighted people seem to like that one better. Great, so those are the three flavors of Eudora, current version. I've already downloaded the program, and just for your info, I'm going to minimize all apps to the desktop.
Eudora 606.
And it already says Eudora, so you know we're sitting on the shortcut. I have the Turtle Beach Montego sound card. I have SoundForge version 5.0. I'm using the stereo mixer so that you can hear JAWS as well as myself, and I have JAWS slowed down to 65, and I hope that is acceptable. If it is not, please email me and I will slow it down even further on the next review. I certainly want everyone to be able to understand the speech, and that was brought to our attention that sometimes our speech was just a little too fast, so I hope I've got that set about right. We are, as I mentioned, on the desktop. Eudora has already been installed. It's a simple install shield install. If you're familiar with install shield, you'll have absolutely no trouble at all installing Eudora. You can get it from www.eudora.com. Eudora.com. Go up there and take a look around, and you'll find it under email software, free download. Something like that. There's a couple of links into the site that you can find it easily. It's about 6.3 meg to download. someone hadn't got the whole thing downloaded and installed, so you wouldn't have to sit through that on this main menu show. This is going to be somewhat of a long review, comprehensive. I'm going to try to go through the main points of Eudora, including the menu structures, as well as the categories box. And I'm going to change the settings to my preferences. I haven't set it up yet, so I'm going to do that while we're doing this tutorial here. And I may skip a few things that you may think need to be reviewed here. And I hope you understand that there are time constraints, and there are just some things we won't be able to go over. However, I will do my best to cover as many parts of the program as possible. Having said that, I am connected to the internet using a DSL connection, so we will be practicing sending and receiving messages right over the net here. And without further ado, let's launch the program. Josh should tell us where we are.
Eudora 606.
We're on Eudora. I'm going to hit enter on this program, and let's see if we can open it. Takes just a second for it to open. My hard disk is turning.
Version 5.1 sponsored mode not registered in this mode. Eudora and Eudora Pro are registered trademarks of Qualcomm Incorporated. Note, Eudora is not currently the default mail program. Would you like it to be the default mail program? Yes.
Eudora is asking me, do I want it to be the default mail program? I'm going to tab over to Don't Ask Me Again. Hit it rapidly twice.
Don't ask me anymore, not checked.
I'm going to check that.
Checked.
Then I'm going to tab over to No.
No.
I just hit tab twice to get to No. And I'll hit enter.
Introduction. Eudora now is licensed in three ways. This copy will install in full-featured sponsored mode. It will display ads. Okay.
Well, we knew that. And if we tab.
Tell me more.
There's also tell me more.
Okay.
Tab again and we get to okay. Enter.
New account wizard. This wizard will help you in configuring Eudora to set up a new email account. Please click the next button to begin the setup. Next.
That's self-explanatory. So we're going to hit next. We want to do that.
Would you like to account settings? Create a brand new email account. Checked. 1 to 4.
This is a series of radio buttons that you can up arrow and down arrow through. The first one is
create a brand new email account. Checked.
And then we'll down arrow.
Import settings from an existing email account. Checked. 2 to 4. Use an account server to get your settings checked. 3 to 4. Skip directly to advanced account setup. Checked. 4 to 4.
You can do it manually if you so choose.
Create a brand new email account. Checked. 1 to 4.
And I just hit down arrow again and it loops around. Let's see what the default button is by hitting Insert E, or in Windows, I believe it's Insert Delete.
Next.
Next is the default, so you could tap to it or you can just hit Enter here. We should go to the main account.
Personal information in the edit box below. Please enter your name as you would like it to appear in the from field of your outgoing message. Your name.
Every time you send an email, it displays the name that you put here. So you can put the name of your company, you can put your personal name, whatever. I'm going to put my personal name, Shane Jackson.
Next.
Default button is next. I'm going to hit enter.
Email address. Please enter your email address which has been assigned to you by your internet service provider. This address will be the address other people use to send email to you. Email address.
Email address. That's self-explanatory. Hope I got that right.
Email address, jack728@bellset.net.
Got it. Okay, and the default button again is
next.
Next. So hit enter.
Login name in the edit box below. Please enter the name you will use to log into this account. Login name, jack728.
Okay, that's correct, but let me explain that to you. Login name is the part of your email address before the @, in most cases.
Next.
Default button is next.
Incoming email server, please choose the type of server you are using. You can always change this later. In the edit box below, please type in the full name of your incoming mail server. Incoming and server e.gmail.is.com. Incoming server.
Most of you will be using a POP server, but if you shift tab.
Help. Cancel. Back.
Or you can just
POP check.
Tab.
One or two.
Either one.
Incoming server.
It would be easier to tab.
POP.
And POP is the first choice.
IMAP check. Two of two.
IMAP is the second choice. I assume that's some sort of network address. I don't know, but we're using a POP
object
address.
One of two.
Up arrow and shift tab back into the edit box.
Incoming server.
I'm going to type in my incoming server.
Incoming server, mail.go.belsif.net.
Okay. See what the default button is?
Next.
Next. Now, you can tab to that default button anytime. I'm just hitting the default button hotkey and then hitting enter.
Outgoing email server, please enter the name of your outgoing email server, SMTP server, in the edit box below. Outgoing server, mail.go.belsif.net.
Now, in most cases, that's okay. It's already got it there. However, if your ISP has a different outgoing server than it does incoming server, as my old ISP used to, for instance, one was mindspring.com and another was mail.mindspring.com, you would have to change this. But for my BellSouth account, both addresses, incoming and outgoing, are the same. And it automatically puts it here. So I just hit enter here.
Success, finish.
Well, success, finish. We can read the dialog box, but I think you get the gist. Success, finish. We've obviously created one. Let's read it anyway.
New account wizard. Success, success. Congratulations. You have completed the setup process for this account. Please click the finish button to create the new account. Back, finish, cancel, help.
Well, my goodness, I would have never known it. Enter.
Eudora opened.
Eudora opened.
For help, press F1 resize symbol.
We're in the main program now. I'm going to escape out of here with Alt F4 because I want to show you something. Alt F4, and I'm going to minimize all apps.
Eudora 606.
And we're going to reload the program and show you what happens when you load Eudora for the second time. Here we go. Enter. And it's churning away over there.
Version 5.1 sponsored mode not registered in this mode. Eudora and Eudora Pro are registered trademarks of Qualcomm Incorporated. Tip of the day. Close.
Aha. Tip of the day. This is annoying, to say the least. Unless you want tips of the day. I find it to be extremely annoying, as I do in all tip of the day programs. Some of you may not. So if we tab...
Next tip.
You can see the next tip.
Previous tip.
Previous tip.
Show tips at startup checked.
And that's the one I want. Show tips at startup checked. I believe if I hit the space bar, it will say not checked.
Not checked.
That's what I want. Tab again.
Close.
Close. Enter.
Eudora opened.
And the program loads. So that's how to set Eudora up. Now, obviously, we have our account going, and if we checked mail, we could get our account information and mail information all downloaded. However, we've got to do some exploring. And believe me, folks, there are a lot of things in this program to explore. So let's get with it. Has a standard menu bar across the top. Now, one thing I will show you that will make your life easier, if you will route your JAWS PC and find, use your up and down arrow keys and find where it says in, out, or trash. Either one.
Scroll down, simply Eudora. Scroll. File menu, edit. Scroll. Eudora. In. Out.
Okay, I'm on out.
In. Out.
I'm making sure. Right click here with your mouse button, which is your star key.
Right click. Open. Enter.
On most screen readers, or your appropriate key on any other.
Float in main window.
I'm using up arrow. It says float in main window. That's not what we want.
Hide.
Hide. This hides the mailbox list of the main window so that it's out of your way. If you'll hit enter on hide, it's gone. So now the screen's clear. You've got a status bar, a menu bar, and
job,
let's
page
see.
Down. H, file menu, edit,
that's
PC.
It. And probably a toolbar. So, we've got that in here. Let's explore the menus of Eudora. Standard menu bar across the top. Let's hit the Alt key.
File.
First one's file. I'm just going to use my right arrow keys to go across the bar.
Edit. Mailbox. Message. Transfer. Special. Tools. Window. Help. File.
And we're back to file. And the two that didn't speak are the system and control menus, I'm assuming. So, all right, let's hit the Alt key again. And let's maximize this.
Restore grade.
Alt space bar and X.
Restore grade.
And then I did an Alt dash to do the child window the same, MDI child window the same. X. Now, both Eudora windows are maximized. If I'm not mistaken, they stay this way. I'll make sure that's correct by closing Eudora. Alt F4. I just closed it. Minimize all apps.
Eudora 606.
Hit enter on Eudora. And allow the program to reload so that we can see if indeed our windows did stay maximized. There is a child.
Version 5.1 sponsored mode not registered in this mode. Eudora and Eudora Pro are registered trademarks of Qualcomm Incorporated. Open the mailbox.
There is a child window.
This text is read on.
And I'm in
for
the
help,
actual program now. There's a child window inside the main window. That's why I did that twice. So let's do an alt dash.
Restore grade.
Okay, it's not. It did not stay maximized. Let's do an alt space.
Restore.
And that one did stay. So the child window didn't stay maximized, but the big window did. So that's okay. You can maximize that at any time with alt dash and X for the child window or control menu, whatever you want to call it, control thingy, and the alt space bar for the main window. And you want to make sure those are maximized. We've been through the main menu bar, but we've got to pull them down and see what's on them. The file menu is pretty standard. I'm just going to hit Alt F.
File, new file.
And we're there. It says new file. Well, duh, so does every other Windows program that uses standard controls. We're going to use the up and down arrow keys, mostly the down arrow key. I will specify if I change arrow keys. But until further notice, it's the down arrow key that's being used.
Open file dot 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 control plus O. Open attachment grade, enter grade. Close control plus W. Save grade, control plus S. Save as dot 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 grade. Save as stationary grade. Send queued messages grade, control plus T. Check mail, control plus M. Print setup dot dot dot. Print preview grade. Print dot 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 grade, control plus P. Print one grade. Import dot dot dot. Exit, control plus Q. New file.
And we're back to new file. Well, that's cool. Most of the items either have shortcuts or dialog boxes. If they say dot 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 after them, it's a dialog box. And if it has a shortcut, of course, it'll give it to you. Control O, control T, whatever. And some of them said grade. And some of your screen readers will say not available, which is exactly what grade means. Let's go over next with the right arrow key.
Undo control plus Z, edit.
Now, some of the options in this menu will be submenus. To get into a submenu, you either hit your right arrow key, as you would in a tree view, to open it, then use your down arrow key to go through it, and they'll loop around. And you use your left arrow key to come out. I'll demonstrate when we get to a submenu. Right now, we're just going to hit down arrow.
Redo grade, control plus shift plus Z.
So far, it's a standard edit menu.
Cut grade, control plus X. Copy grade, control plus C. Paste grade, control plus V. Paste special dot 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 grade. Paste as quotation grade, control plus apostrophe. Clear grade. Text submenu.
Now, we're on a text submenu. And what we're going to do is hit the right arrow key, or you can hit enter, and go into this menu, and we're going to use down arrow to go through the menu.
Plain.
It says plain, so let's go down arrow.
Bold grade, control plus B. Italic grade, control plus I. Underline grade, control plus U. Strikeout grade. Typewriter grade. Add quote level grade. Remove quote level.
I'm sorry.
Add quote level grade, control plus.
A little too fast.
Remove quote level grade, control plus dot.
And I just used the down arrow key and the up arrow key, folks.
Size submenu.
The size submenu is inside this submenu, so we're just going to hit the right arrow key.
Very small. Small grade.
Now we're doing down arrow.
Medium grade. Large grade. Larger grade. Very large grade. Humongous grade. Very small grade.
How large can it get? Going to use left arrow to come out of this submenu, and it'll land us back on size.
Size.
Down arrow.
Color submenu.
Submenu. That's for our sighted users mainly. It's a list of colors. I'm not going to bother you with that.
Last text color grade. Font grade. Margin submenu.
Margin submenu. Let's go in here.
Normal.
I'm using the right arrow. Now I'm going to use down arrow.
Indented grade. and then out grade. Normal grade.
And that's all. We're going to hit left arrow. Come back out to margins.
Margins.
Down arrow.
Left grade. Right grade. Center grade.
I assume that's justified.
Bulleted list grade. Make hyperlink grade. Clear formatting grade. Plain grade.
And we're back around. Left arrow back out to text.
Text.
Down arrow.
Insert submenu.
Insert submenu. Let's go right arrow.
Picture dot dot dot. Horizontal line grade.
Using the down arrow.
Picture dot dot dot
grade. Those are the only two choices, so back out to insert.
Insert. Select all grade. Control plus A. Wrap selection grade. Finish address book entry grade. Control plus comma. Insert recipient submenu.
Insert recipient submenu. That won't work because we don't have a recipient list. I'll show you what it says. Hit right arrow.
There are no items on the recipient list.
And that's exactly what I thought. So left arrow back
insert
out.
Insert recipient.
Down arrow.
Find submenu.
Find. Right arrow.
Find text. Control plus shift plus F. Find text again. Grade F3 grade. Find messages. Control plus F. Find text grade. Control plus shift plus F.
And that's it. Left arrow.
Find. Sort submenu.
Down. Says sort.
Sort by status.
I just did a right arrow to get in there. Sort by status.
Sort by priority grade. Sort by attachment grade. Sort by label grade.
All these are going to be grayed out.
Sort by sender grade.
There's no message here.
Sort by date grade. Sort by size grade. Sort by server status grade. Sort by mood grade. Sort by subject grade. Group by subject grade.
Group by subject. I assume that would be sort of like the group by thread feature, provided that the subject was correct. Most of us don't pay attention to subject lines like we should.
Sort by status grade. Sort by priority grade.
And we're back around to the top. So back out to sort. Left arrow.
Sort.
Down.
Check spelling grade. Control plus 6. Message plugin submenu.
Message plugins. I have no message plugins, so I'm going to skip that.
Undo grade.
And control we're back around to the top. Let's do a right arrow.
And control plus 1. Mailbox.
We're in the mailbox menu. I'll go ahead and describe the mailbox menu and the transfer menu together because they look similar. In, of course, speaks for itself.
Out, control plus 0.
Out speaks for itself.
Trash. New dot dot dot.
The new dot dot dot. That's where you create a new mailbox. And then you
in, control
wrap,
plus 1.
Wrap back to the top. So that's the mailbox menu. And the transfer menu looks just like it. We'll see that in a sec. We're going next one.
New message, control plus N, message.
This is the message menu, and new message is control N. Let's go down arrow, and I warn you again, there are some submenus here.
Reply grade, control plus R. Reply to all grade. Forward grade. Redirect grade. Send again grade. New message to submenu.
Once again, these are all grade because there's no message. I'm not going to go into these submenus at this point, because there's no need. It's just going to tell me there's no message or no recipient. This new message to
forward to submenu.
Forward to
redirect new message with submenu.
And the with message.
Reply with sub. Reply to all with submenu. Send file. Control plus H.
Okay.
Attach submenu.
Attach. Now we'll go into that one.
Pure voice.
It says pure voice, and that's the only option in there.
Attach.
So you can go in that menu and attach a pure voice message if you'd like.
Send immediately grade. Control plus E. Change submenu.
Here's change. Let's go in here with right arrow.
Queuing dot dot dot. Status submenu.
We're going to status submenu with a right arrow.
Unread. Read grade.
That's supposed to be read.
Reply grade. Forwarded grade. Redirected grade. Recovered grade. Unsendable grade. Sendable grade. Queued grade. Time queued grade. Sent grade. Unsent grade. Unread grade.
And we're back around. So we'll left arrow back out to status.
Status. Priority submenu.
Priority. That's just low, high, medium, very high, very low. No need going there.
Label submenu.
No need going there either.
Server status submenu.
That's
leave.
Leave on server. Keep on
fetch
server.
Grade.
There's fetch.
Delete grade. Fetch then delete grade. Leave grade.
We're back around. So all these wrap around.
Server status.
Back out to server status with the left arrow key. We're going to down again.
Personality submenu.
Personality submenu.
Dominant.
Right arrow. And the only one I have selected is dominant, so that's all we're going to do.
Personality. Queuing dot 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 grade.
And we're back around to queuing. So let's go left arrow out to change.
Change.
There it is. Now we're going to down arrow.
Delete grade. Control plus D. Undelete grade. Purge messages grade. New message control plus N.
And we're back around. We're going to go to the next menu now.
In transfer.
Which is transfer, and I've already described that to you.
Outgrade. Grade.
The only thing that's different about this, I'm just using up and down, are there no shortcuts like Control 1 for in and Control 0 for out.
Outgrade. Trash grade. New dot dot. Grade.
You have to go to the, you have to come into the menu and do your thing from within here. Let's go to the next one. This will be the special.
Special filter messages grade. Control plus J.
Down arrow.
Make filter grade. Make address book entry dot 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 grade. Control plus K.
We'll use that in a second.
Add a recipient grade. Remove recipient submenu.
There are no recipients in that submenu, so we don't have to go in there, but it's self-explanatory.
Empty trash. Compact mailboxes. Forget password S grade. Change password dot dot dot. Message plugin settings dot dot dot. Filter messages grade. Control then, plus J.
And that's it. Let's keep going to the tools menu.
Filters, tools.
Filters is the first option.
Filter report. Mailboxes. File browser.
By the way, that mailboxes, if you hit enter on that, it will simply open that tree view back up that we hid earlier with the right mouse button.
Stationary. Signatures.
We'll be back to that in a second, too. Signatures.
Personalities. Task status. Task errors. Address book. Control plus L. Directory services. Control plus Y. Link history. Statistics.
That doesn't speak, so I don't know what it is.
Options. Dot, dot, dot.
Options.
Filters.
And we're back around. And the help menu.
Cascade Shift plus F5.
Well,
window.
This is the Windows menu, I'm sorry.
Cascade.
This is Cascade.
Tile horizontal shift. Tile vertical. Tile horizontal shift plus F4. Arrange icons. Send to back grade control plus F6. One checked. Cascade Shift plus F5.
Wraps back around. That's mostly for sighted users. And finally, as I said earlier, jumping the gun, the help menu.
Topics, help.
Topics.
Context-sensitive help. Technical support. Report a bug. Tip of the day. Payment and registration.
If you want to use that tip of the day feature, you can enable that again here. And the payment and registration, if you want to buy the pro version, there it is.
Insert system configuration grade. About the Adora dot dot dot. Topics.
And we wrap back around. Hit the Alt key, and that is the menu structure of Eudora. Now that we've done the menu structure, let's actually go into the main, what I call brains of the program, which is the categories list box. This is where you change all the options within Eudora to your liking, and we're going to change them to my liking during this review, as stated earlier. The list box that contains all our info of the categories list box is under the tools menu. Alt-T for tools.
Tools, filters.
Now, we don't want filters. You can either up arrow to options, dialog, or you can hit O, and it will take you into the options dialog in the categories list box.
Options, category, getting started, 1 of 28.
We're there. Now, some of these we're not even going to fool with because they're self-explanatory. Getting started, we've already taken care of.
Checking mail.
Checking mail. We'll do this one. We will use the tab key to go through the dialog, and if we need to go back, we'll use the shift tab key. We'll use the spacebar to check or uncheck check boxes, and we'll use the up and down arrow keys on radio buttons. So here we go. We're in the
checking mail, 228.
Checking mail category. I'm going to hit the tab key.
Mail server, mail.go.belseth.net.
That's correct.
Login name, Jack728.
I'm just going to tab, unless I otherwise specify here.
Check for mail every 0.
Check for mail every 0. This is the amount of minutes in which you want Eudora to check mail. The context-sensitive help in this program is outstanding. I'll give you an example. I'm going to hit F1, and you'll hear the context-sensitive help on the checking mail option.
Check for mail every minute specifies how often Eudora checks the incoming server S for new mail. It's a good idea to set this to at least 15 minutes. Checking mail more frequently puts an unnecessary drain on your incoming server.
Okay, hit escape.
Options, check for mail every 0.
I set this for 60. 60, 1 hour. Tab again.
Don't check without a network connection not checked.
Okay, tab again.
Don't check when using battery not checked.
Tab again.
Send on check checked.
Tab again.
Save password not checked.
Save password not checked. I want it to save my password. You may not want it to, especially if you're sharing the computer with someone else. It's just me here, so I'll space.
Checked.
We got that checked.
If available, start.
I don't know what that is.
Last SSL info. Okay. Cancel. Category checking mail 2 of 28.
And we're done with checking mail. Down arrow.
Incoming mail.
Incoming mail. Let's look at this. Tab.
Top checked 1 of 2. Leave mail on server not checked. Delete from server after not checked. 0.
If you want your messages to stay on the server for any reason, you'd want to check that first one that says leave mail on server. The second one was delete mail after a specified number of days. So it'll wait, like if you put 3 in here, it'll wait 3 days and delete from the server, and then it'll wait 3 days and delete from the server. Some of you might like that.
Delete from server when empty from trash not checked.
That's the one I use, so we'll check it.
Check.
Every time I close the program and empty the trash mailbox, it deletes from the server.
Skip messages over not checked. 40.
If you've got a message over 40K, you can check this and it'll skip it if it's larger than 40K, or you can set the amount. For instance, if you don't want to receive attachments no larger than 500K, you could set that here and make sure that box was checked and you wouldn't get messages that way.
Offline not checked. Passwords checked 1 of 4.
That's a radio button. They use several methods of checking your server. I just leave it on password. Most of us use just passwords, so let's just assume that most of our listening audience uses passwords and not the other stuff that I don't even understand what is.
Okay. Cancel. Category incoming mail 3 of 28.
Next category, down arrow.
Sending mail.
And we're going to start tabbing again.
Return address jack728@delsif.net.
If you want it to look like your mail came from another address, or if you want mail to be sent to another address, you'd put it in here. Let's look at the help, F1.
Return address specifies a return address if it is different than your incoming account. If you enter an address in this field, first test the address to be sure that mail sent to it is indeed delivered to you. If you use an invalid return address, no one can reply to your mail.
Yeah, it will. For instance, on some lists, mine says jack728@mail.mco.bellsouth.net. If I use my address, which is jack728@bellsouth.net, as you heard, it won't send back to me because it sees that return address. So I actually have to, in this box, enter jack728@mail.mco.bellsouth.net. So it makes it look like it's coming from a different address. That's handy if your server doesn't automatically do that. Sometimes it does not. So let's go ahead.
Domain to add to unqualified addresses.
F1 for help.
Domain to add to unqualified addresses options specifies a domain to be added to unqualified names. An unqualified name is one that doesn't have an @ sign followed by a domain name. If you address a message to someone without including their domain name, the Eudora automatically adds this domain to that address. This setting can be used as a time-saving device when addressing large numbers of messages to users who reside in the same domain.
That's handy. Escape.
Sending mail options. Domain to add to unqualified addresses.
Well, let's keep going here.
SMTP server mail.go.belsif.net. Allow authentication checked. Immediate send checked. Send on check checked.
That's the same option that we saw in the previous dialog box. Send on check checked. They need to take one of those out because that's a duplicate. That just means when it checks mail, your messages will be automatically sent.
If available, start. Last SSL info. Okay. Cancel. Category sending mail 4 of 28.
And we're done with that one. Down arrow to the next category.
Composing mail.
Tab.
Default stationary. No default.
Default stationary. No default. This is like a template you want to use for each email. And they've got several, or you can make your own. I've never used that option.
Signature. No default.
No default. I'm going to choose standard. This is a little combo box type thing, and you can just down arrow.
Standard.
And it says standard. Now, I haven't created one yet, but when I do create it, it will use that one instead of no default. You can set it to no default, and there won't be a signature. We'll create a signature shortly.
Word wrap checked.
Word wrap.
Keep copies checked.
Keep copies. If you want a copy of every message you send out, keep this checked. I uncheck it because I don't want a copy of each one.
Not checked.
If I want a copy, I'll manually provide myself with one. Tab.
May use quoted printable checked.
Yep.
Tabs and body of message checked. Show signature while composing checked.
Show signature while composing checked. If you have this checked, your signature will be on the screen while you're composing. If not, which is the way Eudora used to be, your signature was never shown.
Okay. Cancel. Category composing mail 5 of 28.
We're going down arrow.
Internet dial-up.
I'm not going to worry about that because I'm using a DSL. However, if you are using internet, you might want to look at this. This is for dial-up accounts, and I'm not that up on how this works with your dial-up account, so I'm going to skip this for the time being. It asks you, do you want to hang up after you check your mail? Do you want to use dial-up networking? So you need to decide those things in this category. Down.
Replying.
Replying. Let's tab.
Map control plus R to reply to all not checked.
If you check that, control R, which is the normal reply key, will reply to everybody in your address book. So be careful with that.
Copy originals priority to reply not checked. Automatically FCC to original mailbox not checked. Include signature on reply checked.
Include signature on reply checked. If you uncheck that, it will not include your signature on a reply. It will on a regular message, but not on a reply.
Quote only the selected text checked.
Quote only the selected text. If you check this, which it is by default, any text you select in the message you're about to reply to will be quoted. If you don't check this, it'll quote the whole message.
Include yourself not checked. Put original to recipients in CC field not checked. Okay. Cancel. Category replying 7 of 28.
Okay.
Attachments.
Down arrow. This is the attachments category, and there have been a lot of questions about this, so we're going to do this.
MIME checked. 1 of 3.
MIME. There are three types of attachments you can use. MIME, BenHex, and UUN code. It's just a radio button. You can use your down arrow to select MIME, BenHex, or UUN code.
BenHex checked. 2 of 3. Ulenco checked, 3 of 3. MIME checked, 1
of
3.
We want MIME because BenHex and UUN code are somewhat outdated, so we want to use MIME here. This doesn't talk.
Blank. Blank. This is a button. Use.
This is a button, so let's see what it says, F1, because it doesn't speak.
Attachment directory attachments options specifies what directory your incoming attachments will be put in. To change the directory, single-click on the directory name button. The default is blank. A dialog box appears, allowing you to select the attachment destination directory. If you do not select an attachment directory, attachments are placed in your Eudora directory.
Okay.
Attachments options encoding method.
Okay. That button that doesn't talk is used to change your attachments directory. If you have a place called My Downloads and you want your attachments to go in that, that's where you would go in and change that. Otherwise, just leave it the default and it'll store them in /program/files/qualcomm/eudora/attach. That's the default, so I'll leave it alone.
Put text attachments in body of message not checked.
If you check this, if you send an attachment to someone and it's checked, the attachment will go in the message provided that it is text only. If it's binary, it won't. It'll be attached. But if it's text and you have this box checked here, it will go into the message. If you don't have this checked, which I don't, it'll send it as an attachment.
Receive MIME digest as a mailbox attachment not checked. Delete attachments when empty and trash not checked.
If you check that, you lose all your attachments when you empty the trash, so be very careful. Make sure that's what you want to do.
When message empty from trash checked, 3 of 3.
That's for IMAP attachments or IMAP attachments.
Okay. Cancel. Category attachments, 8 of 28.
And we're going down arrow to the next category.
Fonts.
And we're going to go on down because I'm not sighted.
Display.
I'm not sighted.
Viewing mail.
Viewing mail. Let's tab once.
Use Microsoft's viewer checked.
Yeah, we'll leave that checked. That's sort of makes Eudora look like Outlook. It provides an HTML layout for you.
Message window width 80. Message window height 20. Show message preview pane checked.
Show message preview pane checked. I don't recommend this in Eudora, so I'll uncheck it.
Not checked. Mark previewed messages as read after not checked. 5. Automatically open next message checked.
I leave that checked. Some of you might want to go, every time you delete a message, you want to go straight back to the message list. So you would uncheck this. If you don't, Eudora automatically goes to the next message if you hit Control D to delete. And that's the way I like it.
Zoom windows when open and checked.
Yep.
Allow executables and HTML content not checked. Okay. Cancel. Category viewing mail 11 of 28.
And down arrow.
Mailboxes.
This is where we go tell it what columns to display, and I'm going to uncheck the ones I don't want and leave the ones checked that I do want.
Status checked. Not checked. Priority checked.
It's using tab and the spacebar.
Not checked. Attachment checked.
I want that one.
Label checked. Not checked. Center checked.
I want that one.
Date checked. Not checked. Size checked. Not checked. Server status checked. Not checked. Mood watch checked. Not checked.
Mood watch. That's a new feature in Eudora that, to me, has no business being there. It's to warn you of vulgar content, but what's vulgar content to one person isn't to another, or I should say vulgar or harmful content. And that's subjective, and I guess they allow mood watch settings. I think on down in the categories list they have mood watch settings, but I just, that feature doesn't turn me on.
Subject checked.
I want that one.
Show mailbox lines not checked.
That's fine.
Close messages with mailbox not checked.
If you close a message and you have a mailbox open, if you close a mailbox and you have a message open, the mailbox will stay open, but the message will close.
Close messages with mailbox not checked.
If you close a message and you have a mailbox open, that mailbox will stay open. However, if you close a mailbox and you have messages open, if this is not checked, the messages will stay open even if you close the mailbox. If you have it checked, every time you close the mailbox, all the messages in that mailbox will be closed as well. I check it.
Checked. Select newly inserted messages, thumb up checked. Allow drag and drop transfers checked. Allow drag select of messages not checked. Okay. Cancel. Category mailboxes 12 of 28.
And we're going down.
Styled text.
This is the one I want some people on the list to pay attention to. And you'll see why in just a second. Tab.
Show formatting toolbar checked. Send both plain and styled checked. 1 of 3.
Do you hear alarm bells going off? Many people are sending an HTML, and this apparently offends some who still use text-based email clients such as Pine or maybe a Braille Note or a Braille and Speak, something like that, shell accounts. Doesn't bother me, but for courtesy's sake, please down arrow through these radio buttons until it says
send styled text only checked 2 of 3. Send plain text only checked 3 of 3.
Send plain text only. You're only sending ASCII. I've even been on many cited lists where people get angry about that. I've never understood why. HTML seems to be a fine choice for me, but I don't count. So, we send plain text only. Tab.
Ask me each time checked.
Ask me each time checked. That's ridiculous. We just told it what to do. That shouldn't even be there, but it is, so we're going to uncheck it.
Not checked.
If I wanted it to ask me each time, that should have been a radio button, not a checkbox.
Send the signature with styles not checked. Okay. Cancel. Category styled text 13 of 28.
And we'll go down.
Spell checking.
Spell checking. Let's go through this.
Ignore capitalized words not checked. Ignore words with all capitals not checked. Ignore words with numbers checked. Ignore words with mixed case not checked. Report doubled words checked. Suggest words checked. Phonetic words not checked. Split words checked. Typographic words checked. Automatically as you type checked 1 of 2.
Automatically as you type. This is the spell checker in Eudora, and it will come up as you're typing and tell you you've misspelled something. I don't want that. I'm going to down arrow once. It's a radio button.
Only when requested checked 2 of 2.
Only when requested, and you use Control 6 to check that, by the way.
Ignore original text checked. Warn me when sending / Q in message with misspellings not checked. Okay. Cancel. Categories.
Okay, down.
Auto completion.
Let's go through this.
History file checked. Address book checked. Plugin addresses checked. Don't auto complete, just list matches not checked. Use drop down list for completion choices checked. Names should appear in alphabetical order not checked.
Now I like that feature. Names should appear in alphabetical order. That's if you pull down the list when you're about to send a message to someone, all your recipients will be in alphabetical order.
Checked.
Check that. I assume your history and everything will be in alphabetical order. Let's go.
Add the from lines of reply to messages checked. Time to wait before popping up auto completion box milliseconds 500. Maximum entries to keep in history 100. Okay. Cancel. Category auto completion 15 of 28.
Okay, we're going to go on down.
Date display.
I don't want that one.
Labels.
Nope.
Getting attention.
Yep. Let's do this.
Use an alert dialog box checked.
If you're browsing the net or doing something else, you might want to uncheck this because it will come to the forefront and it will tell you you've got new mail, even if you've got the internet open or whatever, if you're doing something. So you might want to uncheck this. For this tutorial, I'm going to leave it checked.
Open mailbox checked.
If you have that unchecked, your mailbox won't come open. It will just tell you you've got new mail.
Play a sound checked. Use default.
And that one doesn't speak, but it's if you want to choose a sound. And that's what that use default was back there.
Generate filter report not checked. Okay. Category getting attention 18 of 28.
Let's go down.
Background tasks.
Okay. Let's go through this one.
Task checked.
Task.
Status checked.
This is what it'll display.
Details not checked.
It won't display the details.
Progress checked. Wait for 20.
It says wait for 20 seconds before it moves. Eudora is a multitasking email client, so if you're checking mail and you stop doing something, you know, if you're checking, sending, or reading mail, in other words, if you're performing a task and you stop it for 20 seconds, Eudora will automatically begin to multitask. In other words, check mail for you, or act on mail, or create, you know, do your filtering for you.
ZR.
I don't want it to be 20. I'm going to set it for 0. I want it to do it while I'm checking. I want it to do it while I'm reading mail. So here we go.
Bring error window to front checked.
That'll bring it to the forefront. In other words, if you're multitasking and you're reading along in a message and you get a task error, your message will stop and this will come to the forefront and tell you got an error.
Bring task status window to front not checked.
You could make the task status menu do the same thing, but it would get annoying.
Okay. Cancel. Category. Background tasks. 19 of 28.
Go down.
Automation. Extra warnings.
Extra warnings. I'll go through this very quickly.
Delete unread mail checked. Delete queued mail checked. Delete unsent mail checked. Queue a message with no subject not checked. Queue a message bigger than checked. Not checked.
I didn't want that checked.
500. Quit with messages queued to be sent checked. Empty the trash mailbox checked.
I don't want that checked. I wanted to empty the trash mailbox without even asking.
Start Eudora and it's not the default mailer not checked.
If you check that, it'll ask you each time, do you want Eudora to be...
Launch a program from a message checked.
Default mail.
Launch a program externally checked. Okay. Category.
Okay, let's go on down.
Mappy. Advanced network.
Some of these I'm not even using.
Auto-configure. Kerberos. Mood watch.
There's mood watch. You can figure that one out.
Statistics. Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous, and there's only one or two that I'm going to check.
Unmodified
here.
Unmodified arrow keys not checked.
Yep.
Control plus arrow keys not checked. Alt plus arrow keys checked. Empty trash when exiting not checked.
That's the one I'm going to check.
Checked.
Let's shift tab and see what this
Alt plus arrow keys checked.
Alt control arrow keys does. F1.
Alt plus arrow keys. If this is checked, you can switch between open messages by holding down the Alt key and then pressing the arrow keys.
How do you like that?
Option. Control. Unmodified arrow keys not checked.
Let's see what the unmodified arrow keys. I was just using shift tab.
Unmodified arrow keys. If this is checked, the keyboard arrow keys can be used to close the current message and open the next or previous message in the mailbox. The upper left arrow key opens the previous message. The downer right arrow key opens the next message. If this option is off, the arrow keys can be used to move the carried messages. Even if unmodified arrow keys is on, the arrow keys do not switch messages if there is a message composition window topmost on the screen.
That's handy. Okay, let's go ahead and tab back to...
Empty trash when exiting checked.
I've got it checked.
Say okay to alerts after checked. 120. Turbo redirect by default not checked. Include outdated apostrophe return receipt and not checked. Automatically expand nicknames not checked.
I'm going to check this.
Check.
That'll automatically expand the nickname out and show you the address and everything.
Auto save messages every 10.
This will automatically save messages every 10 minutes.
Okay.
And okay. And that's the last category. So now we're set. That's the categories list box under the options dialog in Eudora, under the tools menu.
Eudora.
We're under the main menu. The next thing we're going to do is create a new mailbox for you so that you'll know how to do that. So let's go to the mailbox menu. You could Alt and then arrow over to the mailbox, or you can hit your shortcut key, which is Alt X for mailbox.
Mailbox N, Control plus 1.
And I assume that N would be the shortcut for new.
New mailbox. Creating a mailbox in the top level. Name the new mailbox.
Creating the mailbox in the top level. Let's tab here.
Make it a folder, not checked.
Okay, if you want to make it a folder, you can tab over to this and check it. In other words, if you want to have a folder called Lists, and within that folder you want to have JAWS, GW Info, PC Audio, Blind Tech, ACB Friends, all in the same folder, but in different mailboxes, that's where you would want to create a folder. I don't want to do that.
Name the new mailbox.
I'm going to shift tab back over and type in personal mailbox.
Name the new mailbox. Personal mailbox.
I'm going to tab.
Make OK.
To OK and hit enter. And now if we go to Alt X for the mailbox menu.
Mailbox N. Control plus 1.
And we hit up arrow.
Personal mailbox.
There it is. Now, Control F4 closes each mailbox and each message. If you've got a message open, Control F4 will close it. If you have a mailbox open, Control F4 will close it. And to get from mailbox to mailbox, you have to use Control Tab or Control Shift Tab to go frontwards or backwards between mailboxes. And JAWS will say in personal, whatever you've got open. I don't know if the other screen readers will do that. I would assume so. And Eudora will allow you to have multiple email boxes open at once. So that's pretty cool. Now, we're going to create a new signature that we've created a new mailbox. We're going to create a new signature. So let's go do that under Tools.
Tools, Filters.
And I know that the shortcut to Signatures is I. So let's hit I.
Standard.
And we're on Standard, so we can hit Enter on it.
Standard.
Okay, and it says standard again, so I'm going to hit enter for a blank line. And I'm going to enter my signature. Okay.
Oh.
Make sure that's right.
J. Space N. Space. Colt. J. X. L. F. D. A. C. M. Space.
And it's correct. I'm going to tap.
Shane Jackson.
Well, actually.
H. S. Blank. Blank. And Caritate Christ.
Actually,
comma, blank, cut, T.
I don't
comma,
have to even tab.
Change.
Now this is handy.
Interrotate. Change at via MSN. I. V. Black J. Via MSN Jack 728 at Belsif.net via AIM Cadel 78.
I can just.
Space. Space. Colon. Space. 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 C. Space. Space. Colon. F. C. A. C. M. I. M. C. N. N, space, N, I, blank, blank, blank.
I can just...
Black, cables, aim, colon, via, net, semicolon, net, at belt, jack, 7, MSN, colon, space, J, split, colon.
Now that I've got that done, I can just hit Control F4.
Eudora, save changes to standard, yes.
And hit Enter because it's on yes. If I didn't want to save it, I could hit No or Cancel, so... And I've got a signature created. So, we've created a new mailbox, we've created a new signature. One of the only things left to create is a filter. We will do so. It will be a simple filter, but we'll create it very quickly. Go to Tools again.
Tools, Filters.
And go to Filter, Enter.
Filters. After selecting Filter and Lister, pressing New button, press F6 key to modify properties, mailboxes, 0 items.
Okay. We're in a list box, so we're going to tab over to New.
New.
And I assume there's a shortcut, but I don't know it. I just tab over, so we'll hit Enter. And now we'll hit F6.
Incoming checked.
This tells Eudora when we want the filter to be activated. You have incoming.
Outgoing not checked.
Outgoing.
Manual not checked.
Or manual.
Header.
We want incoming, so we'll leave that checked. Now, header is what you want Eudora to look for. I'm going to hit Alt down arrow because this is a combo box. I'm going to open it up, and we're going to hit F for from, because that's what I want Eudora to look in, the from field. And I should be
header
there.
F. From. To.
I'm
from.
There. Hit Alt up arrow.
From.
To close it.
Header contains.
And we'll go Alt down.
Doesn't contain.
And Alt up.
Contain.
Make sure the contain is checked, because contain is what we want it to look for. We have contain.
Doesn't. Is. Is not. Starts with. Ends with. Appears. Doesn't appear. Intersects nickname. Matches rejects ka. Matches rejects.
That's our choice.
Contains.
I want contained, so we're going to hit contained.
Doesn't. Contains. Contains.
Okay, so contain is checked. Let's tab again. And we're in an edit field. I'm going to type in my email address. BellSouth.net. Okay. My email address is in this field. I'm going to tab once.
Header. Ignore.
This is the connective that we want to use. And I'm going to Alt down arrow first because it's a combo box. And I'm going to go to OR.
And. OR.
And would be, well, your choices are and, or.
Unless.
Or unless.
Or.
I want or, so I'm going to hit.
Or.
Alt up arrow to close the box. Alt down arrow always opens a combo box, and Alt up arrow closes. And would be if you wanted it to look for both of them at the same time. Or, of course, it's self-explanatory. You get the message.
Header.
I tab to header. I want the same thing. From. I used an Alt down arrow.
From.
And an F to get to from, and then I down arrowed till it said from. You could just down arrow. You don't have to do all that. Just Alt down arrow to open the box, and then down arrow till it says from. I'm going to hit Alt up arrow.
From.
Going to tab.
Header contains.
Header contains. Yep, that's what I want. Alt down. Now I'm going to make sure contains is checked.
Contains.
I did an Alt up arrow to make sure. Tab again. Doesn't say anything, so I'm in the edit field. I'm going to type in my friend's name. So if I get any messages from him, he'll go in the personal mailbox as well.
None.
None. Okay, it's wanting to know what action to perform. This is a combo box, and we're going to Alt down arrow. Now we're going to
none.
Go look at this. Down arrow.
Make status. Make priority. Make label. Make personality. Make subject. Play sound. Speak. Open. Print. Notify user. Notify application. Forward to. Redirect to. Reply with. Server options. Copy to. Transfer to. Skip rest. None. Make status. Make priority.
So it's just going over. So this is the list of filter choices that you can have Eudora do on this message. It's not as extensive as for instance, PM Mails, but it's good enough for most. I'm going to hit the end
key. Skip rest.
And I'm going to arrow up.
Transfer to.
Transfer to. That's what we want.
Transfer to. Remove. None.
Now I'm tabbing. I'm just going to keep tabbing.
In.
It says in. Now that's the mailbox button. We just told Eudora that we want it to transfer any messages that are filtered, but we didn't tell it where yet. Have to hit spacebar or enter on this button.
In.
I just hit the spacebar. And we want personal mailbox. You can up or down arrow, or you can just hit P for personal mailbox. And that's what I did. And we'll use the say line feature.
Personal mailbox.
Personal mailbox. And we'll hit tab one more time.
Incoming checked.
And we're back around. So let's hit F6.
New.
Shift tab.
From jack728@belsif.m101.
And that's the name of our filter. And of course you can rename that if you so choose. Control F4 closes it.
Eudora, save changes to filters, yes.
As it does most things in Eudora. We'll hit enter. There we go. So that's making a new filter. I'm not going to make a new personality in here because I don't have an alternate email address. But if you have an alternate email address, you can go in and make a new personality, which is Eudora's way of saying you can create multiple accounts. So you'll need to refer to the help system for that. Now that we've created a new signature, a new filter, and created a mailbox, which, by the way, you can also delete those or rename them. It's just as simple. We're going to go into the Eudora address book and look around. And you do that with Control L.
Address book, no selected item, 101.31, Eudora nicknames pers.
Okay, let me hit Control Plus.
Eudora nicknames pers.
Let's see if that'll maximize that. It didn't, so.
Restore.
That didn't either, so.
Restore.
That didn't either, so. We're in the Eudora nicknames list. I'm going to tab once.
New.
I'll keep tabbing.
Del. New book. New by nickname.
You can create different address books.
3-1. Eudora nicknames first.
And that's it. You can also view by different things, like you can
view by.
Shift tab to view by nicknames or
addresses.
Down arrow, addresses.
Other email address.
Other email address.
Other phone number.
Other phone number.
Other web pages. Full name. First name. Last name. Street address. City. State/province. Country. Zip/postal code. Phone. Fax. Mobile. Web. Primary. Title. Organization. Work street address. Work city. Work state/province. Work country. Work zip/postal code. Work phone. Work fax. Work mobile. Work web.
And that's it.
Nickname.
I go back up to nickname and leave it there. And what is this? That says insert F1, which is JAWS context sensitive help key.
This is a combo box.
It's a combo box. So we're just going to leave it on nicknames and we're going to.
3-1, Eudora nicknames first.
Tab over to tree 1 and tab again.
New.
New. And let's hit enter.
Nickname untitled.
Okay.
This is an edit field.
Okay, I used the context sensitive help to tell me what this was. Yours may be in beginner mode and it may say edit. That's probably more handy. So, you'll have better luck at that than I do. I'm going to enter a name here. Shane Jackson.
Full name.
I'm going to put my full name again, just to be safe.
First name.
First name.
Swap. Last name.
I'm just using tab to go from control to control. I'm typing in. Now, this one doesn't say anything, but it is an...
This is an edit field.
An edit field. So I know that this is the email, so I'm going to put in my email. Tab again.
Personal.
That's a tab.
This is a tab.
Personal. You can right arrow or control tab and get to the other tabs here.
Home tab.
Home.
Work tab.
Work.
Other tab.
Other.
Notes tab.
Notes.
Notes tab.
And we'll go back over to personal.
Personal
you
tab.
You can put phone numbers, names, comments, anything in here.
Recipient list not checked.
Eudora has a feature that I like that I haven't seen in any other email client, at least not implemented in the same way. You can actually have a list that you can access to send messages to or forward or redirect messages to. In other words, you don't have to hit Control N and then start typing the name of the person like you do in Outlook or PM Mail. You can hit Alt M for message and then M for send message to or O for forward to, however you want to do that. And your list pops up, so you don't have to worry about autocomplete, unless you just like the autocomplete method. You've never had to use autocomplete in Eudora because you can go select the address. I'll demonstrate that in just a moment. I'm going to check recipient list because I want myself on there.
Checked.
It's checked. Sometimes you'll have to hit F6 twice to get back to the to tree view. I've hit F6 and gotten back to the tree view. I'm going to tab to new.
New.
And I'm going to hit the space bar.
Nickname, untitled.
I'm going to enter my friend's name.
Full name, blank. Space, blank.
And I've entered his name there.
Full name.
Type in his name.
First name. Slop. Last name.
Just using tab. Email address.
Personal. Recipient list not checked.
I'm going to put him on the recipient list.
Checked.
Now I'm going to hit F6. Going to hit F6 again.
3-1. Chris
and I'm
F.
back. Now then, to close this, you hit Control F4 as usual.
Eudora, save changes to address book, yes.
Enter. So Eudora is consistent. In the filters list and signatures list, address book, messages, and mailboxes, you always use Control F4 to close them. Now that we've got a couple of addresses in our address book, and we've got that set up, we can go ahead and send a message to ourselves and see how this feature I explained to you works. The send message to, or forward message to. First of all, let's check mail so that I can enter my password. So let's do that.
Enter password. Please enter the current password for jack728@mail.go.belsif.net. Password.
I did Control M, which is a shortcut, and I'm going to enter my password.
Okay.
Enter. And now it's going to check for mail. And you'll notice, while it's checking, that if I have messages, it will automatically sort them according to the filter that we created. So if I appear, or if my friend Chris appears, they will go in the personal box. Anybody else will go into the inbox. And Eudora is smart enough to open both boxes at once on the screen. And you can use Control Tab, of course, to go from box to box. And it'll give us a little song when it finishes downloading my mail. Now, I have noticed that Eudora is one of the slower email clients at downloading mail. Much slower than Outlook Express.
New mail, okay.
Much slower than PM Mail and Outlook 2000 as well. Even Calypso's faster, but this is by far the slowest. That was our dialog box that said OK and our sound, so let's hit Enter.
And Chris.
Okay.
Chris Skarstad, read more.
That was Chris Skarstad, and he went into the inbox because he's one of my list people. I got a bunch of lists in here. Let's Control Tab and Control Tab and Control Tab. There's no other mailbox open, so we know that inbox is the only one there. So let's close it with Control F4. Now let's send a message in the traditional way. Control N.
Two,
it says. I'm going to begin to type my name and see if it'll enter in the autocomplete.
Hane Jackson.
I typed in an S and it said Hane Jackson. That's me. Let's test.
Subject.
Subject. Test.
CC.
That's your carbon copy.
BCC.
If you want to send a message to two people and you don't want one of them to know, put them in the blind carbon copy or BCC. Now let's tab again and see if my signature pops up.
And Karatate Christie.
There it is. My signature is on the screen. I'm at the top, but I always do Control Home just to be safe. Hello, this is a test. Now, to send in Eudora, you hit Control E, and it should send it.
Eudora.
So let's go make sure that it does. Let's hit Control M. Check new mail.
New mail, okay.
There's a dialog.
Personal mailbox, Shane Jackson test, 1 of 1.
Oh, that's cool. It opened the personal mailbox up and said Shane Jackson. If I hit enter, since I've got the Microsoft Viewer open, I won't have to do anything but hit enter and it'll read. If you don't have the Microsoft Viewer open, you have to hit enter, then stop it because it starts reading all the header information, the headings and who it's from and what time and message ID and all that. In JAWS, at least, you have to stop that and hit insert down arrow to read all. That's without the Microsoft Viewer. And I don't know how one does or how I'll handle that, but I would assume you have to enter their read all hotkey as well. But if you've got the Microsoft Viewer on, all you have to do is hit enter. Give us the name, the subject, and the message.
Shane Jackson, 5:15 a.m. 4/27/010500. Test. H has zero links. Hello, this is a test. And carrot tape Christy. Shane Jackson, amateur radio station. K4JSJ via MSN Jack 728 at Delsif.net via AIM cable 728.
Now that's cool. It gave us the name, the date, the subject, and it told us they had zero links. So we know I'm sending plain text. Because my email address is in my signature, and if it had been in HTML format, it would have said link. So Control D.
Delete. Personal mailbox. Zero items.
And JAWS annoyingly says delete. They don't need to do that. That needs to be self-explanatory. When you hit Control D, it deletes. I wish they would alter that, but that's another review. Control F4. And my inbox was not open, so I got no messages in the inbox. That's the conventional way. Let's send it the Eudora way now. Alt-M for message.
Message. New message. Control plus N.
I'm going to hit the letter M.
New message to Chris Sells.
New message to Chris Sells. Chris Sells is my friend I put on my address book. If I down arrow once...
Shane Jackson.
There I am. So all I have to do is hit enter and watch us land in a subject.
Subject.
Now, is that cool or what? You don't have to go to autocomplete or start typing or anything. This is the only email client I've ever seen that has that. Now, I don't know about the old text email clients. I'm speaking of the Windows email clients. Final test.
CC. BCC. And carrot.
This is the final test. Control E. And it's gone. I'd like to try and do one more thing for you. I'll go into Tools, Options.
Options, Category, Miscellaneous.
I want to go to Spell Check.
Send in Mail. Style Tech. Spell Checking.
I'm just hitting the letter S to get Spell Checking. I'm going to Shift Tab to Automatic.
Warn me when sent. Ignore original. Only when requested. Only when requested checked.
Okay.
202.
I'm going to up arrow. This is the radio button that we changed.
Automatically as you type.
Automatically
check.
As you type. Enter. Okay. Let me go send a message to myself again.
Message.
Alt-M, M.
New message to Chris Sells.
I can just type S for Shane Jackson.
Subject. Chris.
Final test.
CC. Subject. Final test. BCC.
Let's see how well this
Christy,
works.
Shane Jackson, amateur radio station, K4JSJ via MSN Jack 728 at Delsif.net via AIM cable 728.
Okay, now I typed in a misspelled
Hell,
word.
This is a test. Land.
And
Hell.
That didn't work out too well, so... Oh well, the automatically as you type option doesn't quite get it. Let's run the spell checker. Control 6.
Subject. Final test. Spelling dialog. Unknown. L-U-H-E-L-L-U. Change to L-H-E-L-L.
Okay. Let's use JAWS's context-sensitive help.
This is an edit field.
It's got the misspelled word.
Change to hell.
And it's got the word hell in the edit field. I don't want that, so let's go on.
Suggestions. Not selected hell.
I just tabbed. And it says not selected hell. Let's go down.
Hell. Hello.
Hello. That's what we want. So let's tab.
Ignore.
Nope.
Ignore all.
Nope.
Change.
Yes, I believe change is what we want, but let's keep tabbing.
Change all. Suggest. Add. Edit dictionary dot dot dot. Options dot dot dot. Unknown. L-U-H-E. Suggestions. Hello. Ignore. Ignore all. Change.
I assume that change is what we want. I guess you could do an Alt-C, but I'm going to hit Enter or the spacebar, either one, unchanged. I'm going to do the Enter key.
Unknown. Caritate. C-A-R-I-T-A-T-E. Change to cartage. C-A-R-T-A-T-E.
Okay. Caritate is a Latin word meaning love, and I know that is correct. So I'm going to tab to add. We don't want to change it. We want to add it to the
suggestions,
dictionary.
Suggestions. Not select. Ignore. Ignore all. Change. Change all. Suggest. Add.
I want to add that, so I'll hit enter.
Unknown. Shane. S-H-A-N-E. Change to Shane. S-A-N-E.
It's my name, and I know my name's right, so I'm going to tab over to add.
Change. Suggest. Add. Unknown. Jackson. J-A-C-K.
Same thing. I'll tab over to add.
Add. Unknown. MSN.
Tab over to add.
Suggest. Add. Unknown. Belseth. B-E-L-L-S-O-U-T-H.
That's correct. Tab
Shane,
to add.
Suggest. Add. Shane Jackson. Final test. Hello, this is a test. And Caritate Christie. Shane Jackson.
Okay, so it corrected it.
Hello.
And we'll send it. Control E. So that's how the spell checker works. Let me go and check this.
Options. Dot. Options. Typographic work.
I'm just using
work.
The...
automatically a
spell check dialog again under
only.
The categories, and I'm using my tab and shift tab keys and up and down arrow keys very quickly to change it back. I don't want it to do it automatically. I want to manually do it because the automatic as you type does not work correctly. Check mail, control M, and let's see if both my messages came back. Should you got
new mail, okay.
There we go.
Personal mailbox, Shane Jackson, final test, 1 of 2.
Yes, they did. Let's see which one this is.
Shane Jackson, 5:18 a.m. / 27/010500, final test, H has 0 links, this is the final test, and caret is...
Okay, delete. Now watch this. We're going to hit Control D to delete, and let's see what happens.
Delete. Shane Jackson, 5:22 a.m. / 27/010500, final test, H has 0 links, hello, this is a test, and final.
I didn't do anything, let me hit delete again.
Delete, personal mailbox, 0 items.
That's Control D, and close the mailbox. Now, explain a few things to you before we wrap this up. If you have automatically open next message checked, as I do, when you hit Control D, it'll delete that message, send it to the trash, and automatically open the next one. If you don't, when you hit Control D, it will automatically put you back in the list of messages. Also, if you get a message with a hyperlink in it, stop Eudora somewhere before or after the hyperlink. If you hit Control or whatever, it'll probably activate the hyperlink. Just be careful and don't do that. It may not now. It used to. It may not, but don't take the chance. Now, you can get on the hyperlink itself or the email address if it's written correctly and the syntax is correct. You can hit enter and it will go to the hyperlink. In other words, open your web browser or go to it if it's already open, or it will go to the email address. So those are some cool features of Eudora. That's about it. Those are the basics and indeed some of the advanced features of Eudora, and this has probably been my longest review, and I'm glad to have done it for you. I just hope it's helpful to someone. I hear a lot of questions concerning Eudora, and maybe this has answered many of those questions. If you'd like more information, you can email me, jack728@bellsouth.net, bellsouth.net, jack728@bellsouth.net. I'll be glad to help you. I do not use Eudora as my primary email client. However, it is on my system and has been off and on, as I said at the beginning of the review, for many years. It's one of the most accessible email clients. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of Main Menu and look forward to a future segment of From the Shack. I'm Shane Jackson.